Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Colin Markovich, joined today by...
Stephanie Zavala, Assistant News Editor.
Crystal Mims, Assistant Arts and Entertainment Editor.
And Nathan Swift, Arts and Entertainment Editor.
Welcome back to the newsroom, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
That's good. Yay! This is our first edition of the newsroom since summer break. So how's everybody feeling? Everybody excited to be back?
Yeah, definitely. Summer was 100% too long.
100% too long?
100% too long.
Oh, okay.
Like, we could have taken off a month, I feel like.
We should have started in September.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of students are saying that. And the fact that, you know, much of the summer was in the triple digits, you know, in terms of the temperature, you know, that's really tough to play out.
This is an outrage. I think we should protest the weather, you know, for being 100 digit heat. Like, that's serious problems right there.
Yeah, it needs to start raining, like, right now.
Yeah.
So we organize rain dances?
Yes, rain dances, of course. Yes, or everybody wash their cars all at once. Maybe that will work. Thank you guys for joining us today. We got a fun-filled and busy newsroom today. We're going to talk about summer a little bit, but then Block Party, which is one of UCR's premier music events, took place on campus just last Saturday, and I think all of us were there, most of us were there, at least, to see it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then the new Student Recreation Center opened up after 4 years of construction, the Student Recreation Center South Building, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we might get some chances to talk about a couple other things as well. So we'll just go ahead and delve in. So, Block Party. Who is at Block Party, guys?
I was there.
How was it?
It was really fun, I think. I thought the lineup was really diverse, which was good. Everyone
It was Vic Mensa.
Yes, Vic Mensa.
Magic and
Dylan
Francis.
Dylan Francis.
Who I believe the Highlander, we got an interview with him that we have posted online to our YouTube account, UCR Channel H. So that's something that you guys can take a look at if you want. What did you think about the whole like event, Crystal? Like, what was the experience like?
I thought it was really, like, there was a lot of energy just when everyone was coming in. You could just see everyone was really excited. This is my first time at Block Party, even though I'm a second year. I didn't attend last year. But so it was a great experience. As far as performances go, I thought everyone did a great job. You could see the crowd was really excited right off the bat when it started. And so I think overall it was really good.
Yeah, as a third-year student, I set aside the whole idea of this is going to be the same old, because I've seen it twice, because you get a new experience with different people and different things at every time, and this year's Block Party proved that again.
Well, as a fourth-year student, just to keep this train rolling here, this is actually my first time attending Block Party, so I've been a horrible UCR student. sorry,
okay,
guys.
Okay.
I actually didn't know any of the artists going into the event, but I have to say I rather enjoyed it. There were a lot of people. It was a lot of fun. There was lots of food, which is something that I shouldn't be surprised about, I don't think, but I was. Like, I always thought of it as a music event, but like half the people there were selling food, and almost all of it was delicious.
Well, what can you say? You know, we're in college. Food is amazing.
Food is important, guys. This is like, you heard it here first. Important facts learned from the Highlander Newsroom. Eating is essential for survival.
You can
now you know.
That.
Yes. Stephanie, were you there or?
I wasn't there, and I have actually never been to Block Party.
Oh, you've one-upped me now.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Every year, just, like, something horrible has happened. I remember last year, like, my financial aid check came to the wrong place, so I had like, figure that out. So it wasn't meant to be.
There will be another time.
Yeah.
Maybe, possibly. So out of all the performances from people who were there, like, what did you think was the best, or what did you like the most?
Okay, so I was most excited to see Vic Mensa. So I liked his performance the best. However, you could tell, like, in the crowd that a lot of people weren't familiar with him. So I was like, really excited by myself, which was okay, you know. But I thought Magic did a really good job. I know a lot of people only know the song Rude, so I was kind of curious as to how everyone was going to react to the rest of their set. But they have a reggae pop style, so it's kind of music you can groove to no matter what. And I thought that was great. And then everyone just lost their minds for Dylan Francis, so... I thought overall it was really great.
Were you in the crowd when Dylan Francis was performing?
Yes.
What was it like?
It was insane. Like, I got elbowed in the face maybe 3 times.
Oh, no.
I saw, like...
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Ouch.
3 fights almost got started because everyone was trying to, like, push their way to the front. And it was really crazy and hot, but it was fun. It was a good experience.
And you had an interesting encounter when you were listening to the first performer, watching the first performer perform.
Yes. So I said I was like one of the only excited people, but there were some other big Mensa fans, you know, around, and a lot of people that were into him weren't happy with kind of everyone standing around just kind of staring at him. They weren't really into it. So one of the guys was like, "Why are you just standing there?" You know, but it was kind of funny, but. Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. I just didn't say it like that. But
and so, like, the Mensa fans came out in force to, like, protect their guy.
Exactly.
It's like his, like, defense troop, like, that are following him, going wherever he goes to make sure that the crowd is ginned up.
Yeah, pretty much.
What about you, Nathan? Did you get a chance to watch any of the artists?
I didn't get a lot of time. I was hopping in and out. I saw bits and pieces of all of them, and with that in mind, I could say that they all did a great job.
It seemed like a very all-around pretty good block party, especially for the first big concert back after summer. And here's hoping that we can kind of build on that success and make it even better next time. And I think upcoming next is Winter Solstice in Winter Quarter. Obviously, that'll be pretty much the next ASPB event that's been put on, and then around the same time will be Heat. So hopefully we can build on that,
and hopefully it will happen.
Hopefully, yeah. Heat will happen.
Hopefully, it won't get canceled.
They're never gonna live that down. Sorry, guys.
We still want Gambino.
Yes.
We still want Gambino.
Please.
Gambino, bring Gambino back.
Gambino.
Hashtag it.
15.
Trend it, guys.
Yes.
All right. The other big article that was in our news today was the grand opening of the new Student Recreation Center. This is officially called the Student Recreation Center South because the old Recreation Center is the Student Recreation Center North, because it's north of the South Building, like cardinal directions and all that good stuff. And the reason they don't want us to use the words old and new is because eventually those both of those are still open, and eventually the idea is to connect them with like a bridge so that they become one giant like blob of a student rec center, like a giant mutated kind of
fitness blob.
Yes, a fitness blob. Does that even this sounds like an oxymoron, fitness blob. Like the fitness blob needs to do more fitness things.
Would that be a blob made purely of muscle?
A muscle blob?
Muscle blob.
Fitness organ? I feel like we're getting weirder and weirder.
This is okay. So I'm putting a start. Okay, so the fitness blob, I mean the student recreation center, it opened it had a grand opening just last Friday, and they tried to break the world record for the most people popping bubble wrap at the same time. They tried.
No.
They
How
didn't
awful
quite
are we?
They didn't quite do it. So
they didn't do it?
No.
I'm crushed.
How many did we Aww. Need?
So the record was 942 people at the same time. We had 599.
No. Ooh.
So it was like 250 students. And the interesting thing is that the world record was set by an elementary school in Minnesota.
Wow.
So we got beat by kids.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that, but I am just stating the facts as they happened. And so this is just a thing that happened, and now you all know. So we couldn't pull off the bubble wrap thing. But has anybody actually been inside the new Student Recreation Center, the Student Recreation Center South?
I actually haven't. My friends went, and they took a lot of pictures and videos and things like that. So I got to see the pool. Looks really beautiful. I really want to see it and the rest of it. But yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to go yet.
Literally everyone I've talked to about the Student Recreation Center has brought up the pool and how apparently awesome it looks. And
yeah, it looks great. You know, I personally can't wait to take a swim in it, whether or not, you know, it stays hot throughout the rest of this quarter or perhaps in the spring when the heat comes back. I haven't visited the new rec center either, but I've heard a lot of great things. So, you know, the hype is real.
The hype is real.
I've been there a couple of times.
Okay.
And apparently you can watch TV on the machines.
You can, yes.
So last time I was there, I saw somebody like spend, I'm going to say like 20 minutes trying to set up watching TV
on their
machine. And it's pretty hard to do it. Just like as a warning, it's pretty hard to watch Friends while you're working out.
Was this on the cardio machine?
Yeah, it's on the cardio. So, I mean, it's imperfect, and I'm sure there are still a few bumps you have to work out. Like, they have this really cool new thing where you, like, scan your hand to get in.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just been so many... There's, like, people don't really have that figured out yet, I think. So, it's really cool, and it'll be cooler once everything starts running smoothly.
Yeah, I can tell you from personal experience, the whole hand scanning thing, like it took me like 10 minutes to like get in for the first time because they have to scan your hand so that they have like in their little storage, their data storage, cyber storage thingy. And then they compare it to when you scan it again, and that's how they tell to make sure that you're you. So it would be horrible to like if your hand like got stung by a bee or something and you're allergic and it swole up, because then they have to like rescan it, because then it's no longer the same hand. It doesn't read it as the same hand.
Yeah, I feel like there's a kind of self-consciousness involved, like when it doesn't scan for you, or like, is my hand
what's
deformed?
Wrong with my hand?
What's wrong with my hand?
What don't I know about?
Yeah.
Actually, I talked with some of the people who implemented the system, and they said they actually did it for convenience, because a lot of people like forget their student IDs, and so the whole idea is that you're supposed to be able to put your hand, and that's supposed to be able to identify you as a student without you having to bring your student ID in every single time you want to use the gym.
Yeah, like exactly. Like, personally, I lost my ID after my first year, and I was able to get it right when I got back and started my second year. But, you know, stuff that like that happens all the time, and, you know, you got to pay for a new ID, and it's always, you know, a hassle. And so, yeah, you know, people can say that, you know, they can feel self-conscious, and I would almost agree with them because I have very large hands. But, you know, the point being... that it's just really more convenient, unless if you lose your hands or something, which would be unfortunate.
That would be very unfortunate.
I don't think you'd be worrying about getting into the rec center if you didn't have hands anymore.
I'm sure you'd figure out a way. I'm sure. I don't know how you would do it, but maybe you could put like your stumps on the thing.
Maybe you could use your.
No, you can even. You could. That would require quite a bit of acrobatics that you need to like get into the rec center to be able to learn how to do in the first place. Like, I can't imagine.
In fact, if you're that acrobatic, you don't need to be in the rec center.
You don't need to be in the rec center. I'm pretty sure you're already good. Another interesting thing, they have an indoor track. So a lot of people are using that to do their exercises, in addition to the treadmills, which are conveniently like placed right in front of windows. So like you can actually look outside while you're running. So you can imagine that you're running outside and imagine that Riverside is actually like a decent temperature instead
there's
of
also TVs on the
there are
cardios.
Also TVs there's like 20 like huge TV like there's 20 small screen TVs that like form together to form one big giant TV, and they have like 50 things playing at once.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone's supposed to process any of that.
That sounds incredibly confusing, and also sounds like it would hurt my eyes.
Then you don't look at it and you focus on your treadmilling or weightlifting or something.
But that's no fun.
Well, if you are interested in recreating and you're interested in working out, definitely check the place out. It's worth a look. If only because there have been some protests recently from graduate students who are complaining that they don't have an opt-out option for the rec center. And a lot of this stems from the fact that they say that it's taken out of their student fees, and that this is a significant chunk of their income. And in fact, there was a protest on Friday at the grand opening where graduate students voiced their discontent. It was kind of a sad protest, actually. There were only like 10 people.
I don't know off the top of my head. Do you know how much we were each charged as, like, per student?
Yeah, so we currently pay $59, I believe, for the old rec center, the student rec center north. And then the addition, we have are charged an additional $159 for the student rec center south. And that applies to both undergraduate students and graduate students.
So it's about $100, $110 for both facilities.
About $200 for both facilities.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes. So graduate students are taking that. So we'll see if anything moves on that. But a lot of UCR administration has basically said, no, we can't do it because we'll basically default on our loan. So defaulting is bad.
It's going to take 30 years to pay off this new student rec center. So I think they really need the money. That's with the tuition increase.
Mm. So, like, our children will be paying it off.
Yes. If you send your children to be fit at UCR.
We will.
My child is going to be a fat slob and will never work out a day in his life. I will make sure of it. I am not paying for that. I'm paying for it anyway. Never mind. Anyway. Okay. I think we're running out of time, so I would like to talk a little bit about what was in the Highlander paper this week. Now, we have a lot of interesting stories. I mentioned the Student Recreation Center expansion, and I mentioned block party. And I wanted to know what your guys' favorite articles were in this week in the paper. Estefania, do we want to start with you?
Sure. I really liked reading Maxine's review of The Spot, the new sports bar that opened up at the UV. And it looks like a really cool place. She described things very deliciously. So you should read that, and then you should go to the spot.
Apparently, it's a new sports bar and grill in the University Village, right?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be, like, UCR-themed, right?
Yeah, she said there was a lot of tartan things around there. There were, like, pita fries, which is not a specific UCR thing, but maybe it should be.
That sounds delicious, though.
Yeah.
Is it similar... is the interior similar to the Getaway, where there are jerseys hung up and of, you know, different UCR sports teams and whatnot?
The paint job on it is blue and gold.
Yeah.
So it's very, it wants to be very UC friendly. And it's definitely got some sports stuff. The thing that I was most interested about in reading it was, like, they have this tall glass that you can get, like, your alcoholic beverages in, and it, like, glows.
How tall is it?
I don't know, like, probably as tall as a baseball bat.
Ooh, wow.
Like, it's tall and thin, so it's not like you're getting, like, a huge, like, water tank full of booze, but it's like tall, and then it's got a thing on the inside where you can put your ice, so it chills the beverage while keeping it not watered down, and so, like, the ice doesn't melt, and then, like, you have, like, watered-down swill, which everybody knows is, like, worthless. And then it glows at the bottom. So
pita fries. Pita fries.
I stand corrected, please. So maybe it's going to be something that will be the new spot for UCR students. Crystal, what was your favorite article in the Highlander this week?
I actually really liked Nathan's column. The story was basically talking about, like, feminism in video games and why it's okay. And growing up with two brothers, I played a lot of video games, was into superheroes, all that kind of thing, I guess. And it's kind of frustrating when you hear guys like, oh, she only likes superheroes because she's trying to get a guy's attention, or you're only doing this. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really annoying.
It's really infuriating.
It's really annoying. And so I thought it was good. Talking about why.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was maybe one of my favorites.
What were your favorite video games growing up?
I'm going to say Nintendo all the way. Like, anything Nintendo. Super Smash Brothers, which I'm really excited about.
Super Smash Brothers.
I've been following that all summer.
Yeah, and then I can just play Mario Kart for days on end. So, yeah, just Nintendo.
What happens if they mix Super Smash Brothers and Mario Kart together?
That would be interesting, but...
So, you fight while you're driving.
It sounds like driving into L.A.
Exactly.
Never mind, maybe this was a bad idea.
I was trying to combine the two. It's difficult.
Not all things are meant to be combined. What about you, Nathan? What was your favorite article in the Highlander this week?
I'd say the block party coverage. It was great. It was fantastic. I loved how it was put together by our three great writers, and especially considering for Spring Splash, we had four writers for that, mm-hmm. I believe. And for this event, we had three, and you know, it certainly helps speed things up and helps for clarity on the article. And also, I love the design, both on the article itself and for the front page of Radar. Mm-hmm. If anybody's seen it, we have one of our senior staff writers looking up, and then as a separate photo, there's one of the performers, and it looks like he's looking at him, and it's great.
Yeah. It just sort of like happened to work out that way and made it look pretty cool.
Yeah, it was just one of those magical moments that we were able to keep.
As for me, my favorite article this week is probably the article about the UC Student Press was invited to do an interview with UC President Janet Napolitano. Janet Napolitano. I'm going to get this right eventually, I swear. And she answered quite a few questions about what's going on with the UC. I mean, her plans to make the UC carbon neutral by 2025, which is only a decade from now. So we'll see how well that goes. There was recent controversy about whether or not the UC should divest from fossil fuel companies. She addressed that as well. But I think one of the most interesting things that she had to say was about tuition. And she didn't commit to anything, and we don't know what's happening, but she basically said that it's a possibility that they're looking at for next year, that a tuition hike is a possibility that they're looking at for next year. And maybe, Estefania, you were there and you wrote the article. Maybe you can talk a little bit more about that if I'm mischaracterizing it, or...
Yeah, I believe her exact words were that eventually she would have to look at tuition again because it was just the arithmetic, which I thought was a way of kind of saying like, oh, my hands are tied, there's nothing else we can do. But I don't know. I think Janet Napolitano definitely has a lot on her plate, and she's doing a lot of good things, and she can't really control whether tuition goes up, but it seems like it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely something that's looming more on the horizon than it maybe has been for the past couple of years. So we'll see how that goes. But in addition to that, she spoke about a lot of other things. So be sure to check out that article in the Highlander. And you can also see the full transcript of the interview online at highlandernews.org, which is the result of 6 hours of hard work by Estefania and lots of caffeine.
Yes.
So be sure to check that out as well. And I think we're running low on time, so I'm going to start wrapping things up. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And I guess I'm just going to start with sign-offs and getting ready to go. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for the first edition of the Highlander Newsroom. We hope for it to only get better from here. Thank you, guys, for being here. It was a lot of fun chatting with you. So let me just go through the announcements. This has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students of UCR. Special thanks to Luce Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill for Estefania Zavala.
Eat a vegetable. Don't feel rotten inside.
Best advice I've heard all day.
Yeah.
Crystal?
I'm just going to say welcome back, Highlanders, and try to study and do what you're supposed to do. Don't fall behind, even though it's early.
Okay, now this isn't the best advice I've heard all day. Sorry, Estefania.
What?
Nathan?
Outraged.
For my first time on the radio here, I loved it, and I just got to stay. Stay cool, Riverside.
Stay cool, Riverside. Good advice, especially since it's so hot. All right. Thank you guys, everybody, for joining us. I've been Colin Markovich. You've been listening to the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM.